Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Big Brother wasn't the only one watching in the book 1984. Just ask David Bowie. This is Soundcheck. I'm John Schaefer, and today on the show, we look at novels that have inspired music. And later, the Lisbon-born singer Lura talks about music from the former Portuguese colony of Cape Verde, and she'll play live in our studio. But we begin today with the start of a new series that we're calling Music by the Book. For the next few Mondays, we'll try to find out why certain novels and authors seem to captivate songwriters and composers across the music spectrum, from rock songs to grand opera. In a moment, the artist DJ Spooky explains the allure of the William S. Burroughs novel, Naked Lunch. But before we do that, a look at the books that rock artists love. We're joined in studio by the music journalist Michael Azarad, author of the Nirvana biography, Come As You Are. Michael, welcome back to Soundcheck.
Thank you very much, John.
I got to give you props because this was, you know, an idea that you brought to us, I guess, last time you were on the show. And what is it about, you know, music as a gateway to literature?
Well, the idea for this segment came when we did recently a segment on gateway albums,
right.
Albums that sent people to other artists or whole genres that they hadn't explored before. And I realized that, you know, music can be a gateway not just to other music, but to other forms of art. There are many rock songs about painters. You know, Vincent van Gogh, Pablo Picasso, Andy Warhol. You know, many, many. That's a whole other segment we could do.
Yes, it is.
And so that was this idea actually occurred to me as we were doing this segment. Yeah, you know, you could actually lead someone to books as well. And I started thinking about all the songs that were inspired by great novels, and it's certainly a very long list.
It is a long list. It's a broad list. It goes across genre, both on the musical end and the literary end. What is it, do you think, that musicians are getting from novels, from authors, that sort of, you know, inspires them? Because they tell stories in a very different way when you're writing a song or an opera.
I think that is the thing. You know, if you're writing a song, that's a different... you know, different modality. You know, you can hear a story being told one way and think, "Wow, I could tell it another way in my mode, which is songwriting." So that's pretty good. Often, you know, songwriters are just, you know, looking for material, and if they happen to be reading a book and they want to, you know, write about what they know, basically, which is something that's on their mind, which is the book they're reading. You know, that's a great source of inspiration. For instance, David Byrne had that song called "The Book I Read." The opening lines are, I'm writing about the book I read. I have to sing about the book I read.
Right.
That kind of says it all. You know, it's songwriters will write about something that's on their mind. So there it is.
Well, and in the case of some artists, they write about the books that they've been reading, and perhaps they don't always tell you what the book is. But you know, they kind of leave it to you to figure out. For example, Bruce Springsteen with The Ghost of Tom Joad, you know, I don't think he ever sings the word grapes or wrath anywhere on this album, but it's pretty clear that the Steinbeck book is behind the inspiration behind this.
And I think that's a really, really great thing. I mean, a lot of kids grow up, you know, reading Steinbeck in high school or something like that, so a lot of people would kind of get the reference anyway. But if you're a Springsteen fan and you don't get the reference, maybe you go to, you know, Google or Wikipedia or something and look it up, and then, boom, maybe Bruce Springsteen just turned you on to John Steinbeck, which I think would please Springsteen quite a lot.
This is from The Ghost of Tom Joad by Bruce Springsteen.
Tom said, "Mom, wherever there's a cop beating a gun, wherever a hungry newborn baby cries, there's a fight against the blood and hatred in the air. Look for me, Mom, I'll be there. There's
everybody fighting for a place to stay. A decent job or a hip in hand. Maybe somebody struggling to be free. Look in the eyes, Mom, you'll see me.
Well, Bruce Springsteen all but setting John Steinbeck to music in The Ghost of Tom Joad. Go back even further to 1967 and the Jefferson Airplane with White Rabbit drawn from the pages of Lewis Carroll.
And if you go chasing rabbits and you know you're going to fall, tell them a hookah smoking caterpillar has given you the call, call Alice, when she was just small.
With inspiration from the book that we commonly and incorrectly call Alice in Wonderland, that is Jefferson Airplane and White Rabbit. And from just around the same time, just a couple of years later, we could actually do a whole segment just on how Tolkien has influenced Led Zeppelin.
Just in the darkest depths of Mordor, I met a girl so fair. But Gollum at the evil wall crept up and slipped away with her.
Ramble On, early Led Zeppelin, and we're talking with Michael Azarad about when musicians look for their inspiration to the world of literature, and whether it's Tolkien or Steinbeck or anybody in between. Michael, it seems to be it's not just instrumental. I mean, in fact, it's almost never instrumental music. I shouldn't say that. But, yeah. Especially in the rock world, we're talking about people who are taking names, they're taking lines of text and kind of incorporating that into the songwriting process. Mm. So is it one of those things that it kind of fires the inspiration? Is that what songwriters are looking for?
I mean, I think songwriters are inspired by just about anything they come across. Maybe they see a piece of chewing gum in the street and it might, kick off some sort of association that they might run home and write something down. And something like a book is just, loaded with ideas and inspirations and thoughts and new ways of thinking. It kind of goes back to that gateway idea.
Right.
It's just something, it's fodder, and it's something that kicks off other ideas.
And if you're really enthusiastic about a book, the first thing you want to do is tell all your friends about it, usually.
Right.
And if you're a songwriter, here's a chance to tell thousands of your best friends about a book that you read, to go back to the David Byrne analogy that you made before.
Sure. Songwriters, they put what's on their mind in their songs.
Right.
And if they happen to be reading a book, it might wind up in a song.
Well, there are a number of comments coming in on the website. And Soundcheck listeners, if you have a favorite song or composition, an opera inspired by a novel, tell us. Leave a comment on the Soundcheck page at WNYC.org. How well can a single song or even a whole album capture the story, the flavor of a book? Leave a comment on the Soundcheck page, WNYC.org. Michael, let me read a couple of these to you. Steve Almas, musician himself. The lyrics to Sympathy for the Devil were inspired by the novel The Master and Margarita by Mikhail Bulgakov. Marianne Faithfull gave Mick Jagger the book.
Yeah, and therein lies a tale, the romance of Marianne Faithfull and Mick Jagger, for one thing. But the opening lines of that song, "Let me please introduce myself, I'm a man of wealth and taste," that that harks back to The Master and Margarita, where the devil is a sophisticated gentleman. And I'm sure there are a couple of more references to the book, enclosed in that song. But yeah, Mick Jagger was, he was still is a very intelligent man. And, people read, musicians read a lot.
Lots of time on the road,
exactly,
isn't there?
Exactly. Peter Buck from R.E.M. was one of the most well-read people I've ever met, musician or not. And I asked him, I said, wow, how did that happen? How did you get to be so well-read? And he said, yeah, it's just all the long hours in the bus and the van. There's nothing else to do. So you read books, and he inhales them. Iggy Pop reads a lot. You read his interviews, and he's always dropping books.
We don't have to read his interviews. We had him here for the new record, and he was talking about how this album, Preliminaire, was inspired by Michel Houellebecq, the controversial French author. and his novel called The Possibility of an Island. And when he was on Soundcheck last month, he told us about how it felt when he read that book for the first time.
Nothing happened for about a year, except that I felt better having read the book. I felt a lot of complicity with the protagonist in the book, who's a middle-aged comic who's saved up some loot and wants to get out of Dodge. He makes the mistake of trying to do so, and his life falls apart in a retirement zone on the Spanish coast.
I buried him inside the residence at the western extremity of the land, surrounded by the protective fence, next to his predecessors. During the night, a rapid transport from the central city dropped off an identical dog. They knew the codes and how to work the barrier. I didn't have to get up to greet them. A small white ginger mongrel came toward me, wagging its tail. I gestured to him. He jumped on the bed and stretched out beside me. Love is simple to define.
Iggy Pop talking about the novel by Michel Houellebecq called The Possibility of an Island and how that has inspired his most recent album, Preliminaire. He told us when he visited Soundcheck back in June. Today we're visiting with Michael Azarad, the music journalist, and we're talking about what happens when musicians look to literature, to books and authors for inspiration. A case study of William S. Burroughs in just a moment, but Michael, before the break, let me read another couple of these comments to you. The Counting Crows, according to Deb from Brooklyn, the song Rain King was based on Saul Bellow's novel, Henderson, The Rain King. Great book, great song. And Birder, also in Brooklyn, writes Mastodon, the indie metal band, the record Leviathan, the whole record is based on Moby Dick. I think we're going to have to do one of these Monday segments on Moby Dick, because that's like a perennial favorite among musicians, it seems.
Yeah, well, you mentioned actually instrumental songs that were influenced by literature, and I guess, you know, the famous Led Zeppelin track with the John Bonham drum solo called Moby Dick. Mm-hmm. And, of course, Laurie Anderson adapted Moby Dick, too, and yeah, I'm sure a lot of people have dipped into that. It's big. It's, you know.
Now, do you suppose that a lot of people actually come to these books through the songs? I mean, have you had that experience where you've discovered a book because you really loved a song so much that you had to follow up on it?
Wow. I'm trying to think. Well, Sonic Youth back in '87 put out an album called Sister. That was profoundly, at least, influenced by Philip K. Dick, the science fiction writer. And I did check out some Philip K. Dick novels.
It's funny you should say that, because I think I, too, first got into Philip K. Dick through music. And I don't remember what it was, but it would have been like back in the 70s or 80s. It was pre-Sister. Sister was not just about Philip K. Dick. It was about his sister, right? Who
had passed away. Yes, he had a fraternal twin that died at birth or something like that.
Yeah.
And that's the sister in the title, yeah.
Okay, so just a couple of examples, and there are many, many others. If you can think of a favorite or a notable song or music composition inspired by a novel, leave a comment on the page, on the Soundcheck page of our website at WNYC.org.
Check out today's Soundcheck blog.
It wouldn't surprise me at all to learn that Frank McCourt's Angela's Ashes had inspired some composer or songwriter. It's already led to a kind of spoken word song cycle, as we heard when McCourt visited our Soundcheck studio this spring.
My father and mother should have stayed in New York, where they met and married, and where I was born. Instead, they returned to Ireland when I was 4, where Brother Malachy 3, the twins Oliver and Eugene, barely 1, and my sister Margaret, dead and gone. When I look back on my childhood, I wonder how I survived it all. It was, of course, a miserable childhood. The happy childhood is hardly worth your while. Worse than the ordinary miserable childhood is the miserable Irish childhood, and worse yet is the miserable Irish Catholic childhood. People everywhere brag and whimper about the woes of their early years, but nothing can compare to the Irish version. The poverty, the shiftless, loquacious, alcoholic father, the pious, defeated mother moaning by the fire, pompous priests bullying schoolmasters, the English, and the terrible things they did to us for 800 long years. Above all, we were wet.
The late Frank McCourt on Soundcheck at the end of May, reading from his Pulitzer Prize-winning memoir called Angela's Ashes, with the Newman and Altman guitar duo and the string group known as Sonic. And we are talking about music and literature, the connections between the two. And coming up, we kick off our music series by the book with a look at a novel that inspired a whole generation of artists. Michael Azarod will return, and DJ Spooky will join us to talk about Naked Lunch by William S. Burroughs. And coming up a little later, Portuguese singer Lura takes on the surprisingly diverse music of the Cape Verde Islands. She'll perform live with her band later on Soundcheck.
Música